We're on the telephone this morning with Jim Irwin of Laurel, Nebraska. Jim is an agronomist for Channel Seed Company in eastern and central Nebraska. Jim, want to talk to you today about corn rootworm, and the corn rootworm hatch is now taking place in Nebraska, and I want to talk about the implications for corn rootworm pressure this season. Of course, everything's off to a pretty fast start this year, and I'm assuming that includes the rootworms as well.
You're exactly right. We're probably running maybe 2 weeks ahead of schedule for corn rootworm hatch, but we had a really mild winter this year, so I would assume that the survival rate of the eggs in the soil were probably pretty good, and it usually takes between 680 and 770 heat units or growing degree days for about 50% of the hatch to occur. And if you know, we've had a very warm spring, so we've hit those levels. And moving south to north in Nebraska, the hatch is already occurring down in the southern parts of the state, moving north very, very rapidly.
So the earliness of the year and the earliness of the hatch here, does that change the way farmers should be looking at rootworm this year?
Yeah, I do. I think, you know, you're going to have to go out in the field. You're going to have to scout earlier. You're going to, especially the corn on corn acres that a grower may have out there, those are probably the first acres that you want to look at, and then followed by your rotational acres. But it's time to start scouting. Scout diligently for the next 3 weeks and to dig up some roots, kind of shake them off, wash them off, see if there's any damage. Another good way of doing it is taking the roots, put them in a pail with water, and usually the larva will float to the top. It's very hard to see the first instar. There's three instars that a corn rootworm has. The first instar is a very, very short, very small worm, and then the second, third instars tend to, the rootworm tends to grow. They're much easier to see. Of course, the larger ones are going to be doing more damage also. So those are some things to do, but it's out there scouting fields and walking the fields and taking a look.
Now, I've heard some concerns about the adult rootworm beetles being present during pollination time. Any thoughts on that?
Well, you know, if we take a look at our corn crops ahead of normal right now, I mean, we're running about 200 heat units, which is almost 2 weeks ahead of normal on corn planting. That was in corn being up and where the corn stage of development the corn's in. I've seen a lot of V6, V7 corn already. So I think it's all going to coincide. We'll probably have corn that tassels earlier. So usually the corn rootworm beetle and the pollination usually match up pretty well throughout the year. So it kind of follows the same pattern. So I would expect we will also have some problems with beetle emergence and pollination if they coincide very well this year.
Now, of course, Channel's part of the Monsanto group of companies, and Monsanto has developed several technologies that provide corn rootworm protection. Let's talk about those.
Right. Of course, you know, one of the things you can do is stewardship is to make sure that we rotate. And if we can't rotate and we have to go corn on corn acres, then we need to take a look at the first one is Genuity VT Triple Pro. Now, this technology, it has a single mode of action. It's for rootworm control for areas that, you know, if you're in a light to moderate corn rootworm pressure area, the Genuity VT Triple Pro products work very well. Now, when you get into higher levels of infestation rates, then the Genuity SmartStax Rib Complete really works well in the high corn rootworm pressure area, especially in your corn-on-corn acres, and has done very good because it has multiple modes of action, and that provides full-season rootworm control.
I know some talk, some concern about rootworm resistance developing in some cases. Anything new on that this year?
You know, there's always going to be studies, and those studies are going to continue on. I know we, as a company, are looking at studies, and I think the key thing in the whole situation is that we need to be good stewards. We need to follow refuge requirements. We need to rotate. We need to just be good stewards of what we're doing, and we need to keep the traits viable for the future.